Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter, one of those juicy ones, to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. All right?
You just never know. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: in love and terrified. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm 32 and my boyfriend and I have been together for 6 months. He's a great guy and everything I hoped for in my second husband. Yes, I say husband because he's been talking about marriage already. We're both divorced and ready to settle down, so we got the important stuff out of the way early on. I get along great with his parents, and my mother loves him. He's in a rental, and I own my home, so he's planning to move in with me. I have fallen for this man, and I can't see myself living without him. But there's one thing I don't love, and that's his size. The first time I got married, I was really young and inexperienced, and I had no idea how small my first husband was. I had nothing to compare to because he's the only other man I've been with. The first time I was intimate with my current boyfriend, I called my doctor the next day because I was sure something was broken below. She let me know that everything was fine, and she gave me some items that would help with intimacy. None of that stuff works, and I feel like I am letting my boyfriend down every time he tries to make love to me. We talked about it, and he assured me that he loves me and he'll be patient with me. He also told me that he's never had this problem with the female before. My doctor told me there's nothing wrong with my body. He's just too large. I'm terrified whenever he starts coming on to me, but I try to play it off. We had a heated talk about our sex life recently, and he admitted that he's disappointed, and this could be a big deal breaker for him. How can he make our intimacy the main focus? Does this mean we're not compatible? This letter threw me a bit in the beginning, and I got to say, this is a problem that many women would love to have, and I'm sure many men would love to have the same problem. We've had many letters about the size of men and all of this, but it's usually...
I have that problem. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
We've had many letters about the size of men, but usually it's a complaint about them being too small, which was the case, you say, with your first husband. But we've never had a letter, if I can remember, Steve, I don't know if I can remember, about a man being too large. And I guess there's a first time for everything. You say your new man is way too much for you, and now you're terrified to have sex with him. But you've checked with your doctor, and you've been checked by her, and she said you were okay. And actually, she said you were better than okay. She said you were fine. He said, your new man said he would be patient with you, but his patience is running out. This could be a deal breaker for him, he's saying. And, you know, I guess understandably so, because he would want to have sex with you if you're going to be his wife. But you still haven't been able to. Then you said your doctor also said there's nothing wrong with your body and he's just too large. I mean, I don't really know what to tell you in this situation. I mean, you guys might not be compatible. You know, there could be such a thing as this going along. I mean, women have babies every day and all of this. But listen, I don't know what to tell you, honestly, unless it's mental or something like that. If you can't physically, you can't. But the doctor, listen to what the doctor said. Steve?
Wow. Well, you know, I understand, Shirley, you say we've never had a letter like this and everything, but you know, this is like so up my alley.
Really?
People for writing in, and, you know, cause game, you know, game recognized game.
Right.
And so I have a solution, but we're gonna have to get to the solution in the second half of this talk. But let's just go over some facts, because I'm too like Shirley. I was very confused at the beginning of the letter, because he's everything you wanted in your second husband. You're both divorced. You've gotten all them important stuff out of the way. You get along with his parents and mom. Your mama love him. You know, he's in a rental. I own a home. You know, sounds like something familiar. We was talking about off the air. He's planning to move in with me. You know, I'm fail for this man. I can't see living without him. Blah, 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 blah. And then there's one thing you don't love, that's his size. Now, quite naturally, I'm probably like Shirley was reading this letter, thinking, well, it's very small. We got a small problem here.
Exactly.
You know, got something here. The first time I got married, you know, then you started talking about how you was young and inexperienced, and you had no idea how small your first husband was, because you didn't have nothing to compare it to. And then you got intimate with this current boyfriend, and you call your doctor the next day because I was sure something was broken below, which means, you know, putting in work. You know, he's just up in there. You know, he was aggressive, let's just say. He was overly aggressive. You thought something had broke. She let me know that everything was fine, and she gave me some items that could help with intimacy. I don't know what that was. You know, I do know what they gave you, but, you know, that ain't what this letter about. None of that stuff works. I know that's called homeboy. And, you know, I got some stuff you need to give him.
Anyway.
You need to give him some stuff. Because none of that stuff works, and I feel like I'm letting him down every time
you
try to make love
thought.
To me. When I come back, I had an answer for you.
Hold it. All right, we'll have part two of Steve's crazy response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, in love and terrified. We'll get back into it right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is in love and terrified. Oh.
Well, it's a 32-year-old girl that found a man of her dreams, second marriage for both of them. Everything worked out, everything. She owned a home, he rent, he gonna move in with her. The girl, mama love him, parents love her, everything going on. She has a problem with his size, though I thought he was too small. Turned out it was just the opposite, because she didn't know how small her first husband was, because she didn't have nothing to compare it to, so she thought he was doing something. Then when homeboy came in there and put his work helmet on, see, homeboy came in there, set that igloo cooler down next to the bed and put that hat on, that hard hat on, and set that igloo cooler down next to the bed and crawled up in there on one knee off that bed, and he went up in there and went to work. Came up in there, boy, like a grown man. Came up in there with, you know, with a wheel. Came up with some artillery. Boy, came up in there. You know, he up in there with, he came up there with military terms and you know, excavation devices, and came up in there with missile launchers, and called up in there with stuff that you wasn't really familiar with. You know, you in here playing with this little boy who had this little teddy bear. This boy done came up in that bed with some stuff that they don't even sell in the G.I. Joe aisle no more, you know. So he came up in there and putting in work, and it came up there. So what, you went to the doctor the next day, you thought this man done broke something, because he better been there just clowning. You know, he up on all 10 of his toes, just flexed. He just got his toes flexed. He up in there just letting it. And so anyway, we have a problem. And now the doctor done gave you some stuff to help you deal with this. But the problem ain't you, because there's nothing wrong with you. It's just the doctor done told you he's too large. So see, he got to start taking stuff. You know, so I don't know how to tell you this here, but you got to get him to the point where he gets excited a lot quicker, is what I'm trying to tell you. You got to get him to get to where he going faster, so he ain't in there creating damage. And so what I'm about to tell you is how this is going to work. Doctor told you there's nothing wrong with your body. He's just too large. I'm terrified when he starts coming on me, but I play it off. We had a heated talk about our sex life recently. He admitted he's disappointed, and this could be a big deal breaker for him because he's never had this problem with a female before. He says he's never had this problem with a female before, but he ain't with nobody, though, is he? He's had a problem. There's some women that just walked out of his life, just got up, got in the car, drove off, and never called back. Not finna do this no more with you.
Deuces,
partner. You ain't finna come up in here like you looking for all every evening. We not finna do this. So how can he make our intimacy the main focus? Does this mean we're not compatible? Well, here's what has to happen. You have to have a talk with this young man, because he's 32. See, he going at this the same way he been going at it, and it's creating a problem for you. So now, here's what has to happen. He has to change his depth perception. He has to change his depth perception.
What does that mean?
Meaning he has to change what he think deep is. See, it's like a swimming pool and a cave, and these are the two analogies I have for you. See, you can drown in 5 feet of water. Mm-hmm. Or you can build you a swimming pool that's got a 13-foot end on it with a diving board. But you can drown in 3 feet of water. So what you got to do is get him to start drowning in less water. Which means he got to quit jumping in this pool like he on the deep end. He got to come on this shallow end and get involved in the water in a different way. The church say amen, amen.
Amen.
Now, I know y'all don't know what I'm talking
relearn
about.
Y'all how ain't to had swim. Relearn how to swim.
Yeah. See, he got to say, let me give you an example. He is a cave dweller. He is a man with a helmet on, with a mind and light, and he like to go in caves. What he has to learn is he can't go all the way in the cave. He gonna have to get happy by just being in the cave. Can't go all the way to the back of this cave. He has to learn to stay at the front of the cave.
Okay.
Because it's too much back there.
We got it, Steve. Thank you.
He got to learn how to stay at the front of the cave.
Didn't I just say we got it?
Yeah. No. Well, what you have to do is you have to make the front of the cave the focal point.
Uh-huh.
It has to be everything.
Got it.
I have a lot of knowledge on this subject because I've had to, you know, I've had to be understanding. And I just want the people to have the best life they can have. Now, are they compatible? Not sexually. They're not compatible sexually.
Yeah.
And it's not going to work unless he changes a couple of things his depth perception. He got us.
Yeah.
He has to change what he think is deep, and then he had to play at the front of the cave and quit trying to go all in the back.
Thank you. Post your comments on post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Shh, we got it. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
Where the light at? Stay where the light at.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.